present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
I will just describe this week as panic. We were back to the December 18 levels, by the way. So I've heard many people saying, well, the whole bear market's destroyed the bull in just a week. Well, that's not true. If you look at the indexes and where they went this past week, we were back to December 18 levels. So all in all, bear market returns are still part of the total equation. Let's get to the numbers. For the week, we saw the Dow off 10.36%. That's even after the 9.25 rally we saw Friday. The NASDAQ was off 8.18 and the S&P was off 880. Now, when you hear those numbers, again, you have to look at your total portfolio. Because if you were asset allocated, then you did not, most likely, hopefully, realize those sort of negative returns. Now, I had a question this week that was pretty good. Why did the Dow and the S&P 500 move differently on Wednesday? Now, remember, the Dow only consists of 30 stocks. And you may recall that one of the Dow stocks is Boeing. And Boeing had a pretty bad day on Wednesday. So that affected the Dow Jones in more of a personal way than it did the S&P. And that's why. The 10-year Treasury as well. Yesterday, we saw the 10-year Treasury rise again. And so if you're looking for the signs of a recession in the Treasury market, we're still not seeing it. The 2-year Treasury closed at 50 basis points and the 10-year is at 0.98. So if you think about it, the 10-year's rallied all the way back to almost 1% in the course of a few days. Because as you remember, we touched around 0.3 at the low end. And Wednesday, sure enough, we talked about bear markets and the Dow closed, S&P, all of them, in bear territory. What does that mean again? Remember, it was down 20% from the high realized just a few weeks ago. And again, this was the worst day that that index saw since 1987. I remember that. I was just starting to get interested in the stock market and this business. I'll never forget it. Never forget investing and buying some of those technology stocks that were just coming out and getting just pounded. I was a college student. I wouldn't say gambling, but I was throwing my money at this one company I thought would just do great and paid the broker his commission. The next day I lost like half my money and I thought, oh my God, what is this? what is that? It's not like my savings account. Anyway, let's look at the economy, shall we? Because there's a lot of information flowing around right now. And we got to ask ourselves, what does this all mean? So let me try and make some sense for you right now. Right now, I am going to say this. We are in a global recession right now. Global recession. Now, does that include the U.S.? Not technically yet, but I think that it's already started. How bad will it be? I don't think that bad in terms of the recession. Okay, but I'm just saying right now, we are in a global recession. Why do I say that? I'm going to say it started in January with China slowing down. And where we're seeing the pain that's causing all of this is in the energy and commodity sector. Because if you look at the commodities since the beginning of the year, they're all down. And this week, the S&P oil index was off, get this, 30%. As Saudi Arabia and Russia start to fight over oil and see who's going to dominate. Now, what's this going to do? This is going to cause bankruptcies with several of the oil-related companies. It's going to happen. And this is affecting the high-yield market right now. If you had high-yield bonds right now that had exposure to that area, you're feeling the pain right now. But I want you to know, this fluctuation, this is not abnormal. And why? It's because of the pace and the size of where we are right now. I've been talking about this. I said that we're at all-time highs. You're going to see more volatility. It's going to be more extreme. This is exactly what's happening right now. And remember, volatility can be your friend. It creates opportunities. In a minute, I'll tell you how. But you have to ask yourself the question, in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, is this going to really matter to you? time and medical care and science and technology are going to fix this. I have no doubt about it. They will fix it. So as we know yesterday, the president, as you heard in our very creative introduction there, I had nothing to do with that, by the way, but it was awesome. The president issued a national emergency. And what I found fascinating about why the market decided again on a Friday, this is fascinating. Monday, you know, Monday, just don't turn on the TV. Friday's when you want to turn on the TV between 12:45 and 1 p.m. Pacific Coast time. That's when all the action happens, at least the last few weeks. And we heard about what they're doing. This is the private sector and government getting together. They are forming a partnership led by Google, it sounds like. Google is creating a website right now where you're going to be able to go to this website. You're going to be able to answer a few questions. If you are thinking you're positive for the coronavirus, it's going to send you to a parking lot where you will drive up and they will stick a Schwab nose, thumping in your nose, take a Schwab, and then test you. And then you'll find out if you have it or not. And that's what we need. We need to get numbers. Hey, Google, do I have the coronavirus? We need to start getting numbers and data like they were doing in South Korea and in China to start figuring out when are we getting ahead of this curve, because that's what's causing the market uncertainty right now is how many cases are going to be, what's the effect going to be overall, and what does it mean? So once we start getting data and numbers, and I think over the next few weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, there's going to be a lot more news. There's going to be a lot more data. There's going to be a lot more kind of scary things happening. So all I can say is just buckle up. Just buckle up. Now, some other historic things. We saw gold down 9% this week. Gold was traditionally a place where you could hide in things like this. Not this week. And then we heard about the banks. The bank stocks have gotten trashed. I mean, no doubt about it. And when you heard Wednesday, when all the major CEOs went and visited with the president, they all came out and they said, look, and it's true, if you look at their financial records, they're in very good shape. They are nothing like this was in 2008. I'll say this week felt like 2008 in a lot of ways because a lot of inordinary things started happening that didn't make sense, particularly if you look at markets on a daily basis like I do. You could start to see fracturing and you could see dislocation. You could see panic, frankly. So don't do it. Don't submit to it. So what do you do in environments like this? Well, we're going to have a whole show today devoted to it. But first and foremost, let me give you some highlights. First of all, if your portfolio is allocated, if it's asset allocated, that probably means that you have exposure to fixed income. You have exposure to international markets. And that's good. If you don't, then you should be doing that. High yield could be interesting. I wouldn't say today, but you'll see. There'll be some bankruptcies. Things are going to start happening. That market's going to get worse. So maybe that's an area where you want to, if you have the stomach for it and the time horizon, these are all very important things you need to ask about. Make sure your dollar cost averaging into the market right now. If you haven't hit the rebalance button lately, make sure you do that. Look at fixed indexed annuities. Look at fixed index universal life. More than anything, this week showed the importance of asset allocation, because when the market was down 10% on a particular day, if your asset allocation was proper, you may have been down like 3, 2, 4%. That's a heck of a lot better than 10. Next week, what are we going to see? Monday, you're going to see an European Community Bank stimulus package coming out. That's going to be a big deal. Tuesday, the Fed's going to meet. Wednesday, they're going to talk about what they're going to do. They've already done a heck of a lot. Look, this week they put $1.5 trillion of liquidity in the market, and that's a great step. But Tuesday, we're going to see retail sales, industrial production. Why is that important? Because we're going to see what the past is. It's going to be an indicator of where we are, and then the next step will be where are we going. FedEx on Tuesday to me is important. Why? Because they're going to tell us about their earnings they just had, but they're going to give us guidance in the future. And I think even though you may be quarantined at home for the next 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to have food because you already have it. And if you don't, you'll probably be ordering it through Dine Dash, whatever heck they call those things. And so you're still going to be consuming and things are going to still be happening. And yes, there's going to be some pain in different areas, but overall, it's going to keep happening. And if you've been looking at General Mills is going to announce on Wednesday, they make a lot of cereal. And I was at Trader Joe's last night, and my wife and I were talking to each other, and it was vibrating around the building. Why? Because the shelves were empty. That's all I got to say about that. When I come back, has the recession started? And if so, what are you going to do about it? Find out. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
A Kojo Media Experience.